This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Sedgwick today on a very special Father's Day weekend. And my first guest is an author, a film producer, real intellect. He's got a new book called United States of Socialism. Who's behind it? Why it's evil and how to stop it. Denise D'Souza. Then we have a funny guy. My buddy Bill Engvall will be here. And then another comedian that I really enjoy, Jeff Allen, will be on the show. And then we'll be talking about how this pandemic affects your skin, especially your face, now that you got to wear these masks, with Dr. Rachel Nazarian. And that's all coming up this hour. Hey, don't forget now, your dad is with you. Whatever you do, text them, call them, be with them on this special Father's Day weekend. We're going to pause for a second. When we come back, my first guest the second hour will be Dinesh D'Souza.
Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgwick today. I was just telling our next guest before we went on the air that I'm delighted that he's with us. He was born in India and he came to the United States at the age of 17, graduated from Dartmouth College. Worked in the policy advising department of the Reagan administration. He's penned over 20 books, 4 sensational political documentaries. 3, of course, were the top 10 highest grossing political documentaries ever made. He's got a brand new book out that I have in front of me. I read it. It is sensational. It is called United States of Socialism. Who's behind it, why it's evil, and how to stop it. Joining us right now is Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you here, my friend.
Hey, Ron. It's a pleasure. Glad to be on with you.
I got to be honest with you. This is quite a book, and I appreciate you coming on and talking about it. What's somewhat staggering is the fact that there are so many people out there right now that are leaning towards socialism. I don't know where they got it from because, you know, since the collapse of the USSR and the Cold War, that was not a hot topic. But now it is here and it is quite frightening. Tell us about it.
That's why I wrote the book. If the collapse of socialism was one of the biggest stories of the end of the last century, surely the revival of socialism in the 21st century, kind of in its movement into the American mainstream for the first time in our history has to be huge. I wrote the book. I conceived it, of course, before coronavirus, before all these recent riots, before the sort of occupation of the Seattle autonomous zone. But it's quite stunning to see how these developments have vindicated this idea that you've got a socialist left now, which has new ideas, new tactics. They will stop at nothing. They don't really have a very high regard for the Constitution, and they're trying to transform America as we know it into a socialist country, into the United States of Socialism.
Now, we talk about the millennials here. Well, half of the millennials, as you state, have this positive opinion of socialism. They get it from everything that we hear and read in the news media when it comes to free everything, college loan debt, Medicare. Everything is free because they got this thing saying that if you have a lot of assets, if you have a lot of money and I don't, why shouldn't I share in yours? Where did that mentality come from? I seem to think millennials have never experienced Vietnam Wars, Korean Wars, World War II. They don't know, I don't think, where this is coming from. And they're infiltrating the Democrats who, of course, always believed in that and somehow have changed their course of action.
You know, it's coming from academia. It's coming from the universities. And it's also coming from the media. So these are two huge megaphones on the left. When I was a student at Dartmouth, I had come as an immigrant from India at the age of 17. I found myself on the Dartmouth campus, and I was really quite shocked that there is almost no discussion in the American university about how wealth is created. There's a lot of discussion about things like, how did we extend the prosperity of America to previously excluded groups? It's as if that is the only story. But of course, to me, the prior question is, how did this country come up with the idea of rights in the first place? How did it go from being from the poorest country in the world, one of the poorest countries in the world, to being the richest country and most influential country? So, ironically, these young people have been propagandized by their professors. They have been force-fed, if you will, a leftist doctrine that turns some of them into very uncritical, almost intellectual robots. So that when I say things to them on the campus, they always look at them like I slap them in the face, because a lot of the stuff I tell them, they've never heard before.
Well, you know, there was, of course, the famous statement by Nikita Khrushchev back in the late 50s, early 60s, where he said, I really don't need to go in and do anything with America. They will self-destruct within their own educational system.
Very interesting. And Lincoln said something quite similar a century earlier. He said, if America ever dies, it will be by suicide. It's not going to be because some external power invaded us. So socialism here, I think, to me, is the antithesis, the opposite of the American dream.
Absolutely.
The American dream is about building up. The socialists are ultimately about stealing and pulling down. Mm-hmm. And when I see them pulling down, not just Confederate monuments, they're pulling down the monuments of Abraham Lincoln. In Britain, they pulled down the statue to Winston Churchill. So these are people with a pathological hatred for what the country stands for. And it's kind of frightening to think we've bred them in our own country.
They tore down the statue of Christopher Columbus. Now, that's not even a political statement for all intents and purposes. What do you describe as identity socialism? I think this is pretty interesting.
Well, historically, socialism has been about the class struggle, the rich and the poor. According to Marx, the poor, represented by the working class, would revolt because they would be so miserable and they would overthrow the capitalist class. But see, that never happened in Marx's day, and it's never happened in the world anywhere to this day. So the left has now realized we can't rely on so-called class grievance to have a revolution. We need to find out a way to foment racial grievance, for example, gender grievance, the division between straights and gays, between legals and illegals. So identity socialism, a term kind of I coined it, but it refers to the marriage between classic socialism, the class divide, and all these other forms of division that the left now pushes. Those are the divisions of identity politics.
How did the Democratic Party get sold a bill of goods here with people like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? How did they penetrate what was a different Democratic Party 30, 40, 50 years ago?
I think what happened is that the Democratic Party relied on the working class. If you looked at FDR, his base was the white working class. Now, ironically, in the South, that working class, the white working class, was actually racist. And the Democrats loved it, and they tapped into it, and they used racism to build the solidarity of Democratic stronghold in the South. But starting in the 1950s, white people, particularly in the South, began to become less racist. A big reason for this, by the way, is Hitler. Hitler, his doctrine of racial supremacy, the concentration camps, that whole thing became completely discredited. And so racism began to plummet all over the world, but especially in the South. And so the left realized, this was under LBJ, we can't count on white racism. We need to figure out a new kind of strategy. And so what's happened is that the left has basically now forgotten about the working class. They fully expect a white working class guy to be at a Trump rally, and they are trying to divide the society every other way. So their point of using this identity socialism, racial divisions, gender divisions, and so on, is to create a majority coalition of oppressed victim groups. They're hoping that they can create 51% that way, so they can then loot the remaining 49% and try to sort of dominate our lives.
Could this be the catalyst for what's happening in the streets right now? Could this be about George Floyd, or could this be a reason why the leftists take a hold in the streets and being sold a bill of goods for all intents and purposes, if I can say that?
The George Floyd killing was an opportunity for racial reconciliation for the simple reason that every conservative I know saw that video, me included, was speechless with anger when we saw it.
Right.
And we said so publicly. So here was a case where, in a sense, in public life, no one disagreed. And so we could say, wow, this is fantastic. The whole country ultimately has a laser-like focus on this. We can clearly find some reform and fix these things. We can try to root out the bad cops so that we only have the good cops. But of course, what the left realized is that this unity is bad for them. They said we need to come up with a narrative that goes way beyond George Floyd. Not that we need good cops, we basically need to defund the cops. Why? Because cops are racist. And why are they racist? Because they're part of a racist institutional structure. Our capitalist system is racist because it's now married to white supremacy. America is racist. And it's been this way since 1776, if not even before. So basically what they did is they foisted this large and, to my view of thinking, bogus narrative on top of George Floyd, and then they stood guard on it and said, if you disagree with our narrative, you're against George Floyd. So this is the sleight of hand that causes me ultimately not just to oppose the looters and the rioters, but to oppose the narrative of the protesters as well.
Okay, could this backfire for the Democrats in the 2020 election?
Massively. I think that Trump needs to simply step up and say, listen, not only am I the guy who built the economy and can rebuild the economy in the aftermath of coronavirus, but I'm the guy standing between you and the kind of chaos and mayhem that the Democrats are proposing and are seemingly okay with. Even though Biden said, I'm not going to defund the police, he genuflects or takes a knee before this narrative. He's ultimately a kind of front man, and the left is hoping that he will stay in his rocking chair even if he gets elected, and they will be running the country.
Well, Dinesh, it's a great book, United States of Socialism, Who's Behind It, Why It's Evil, How to Stop It, by our guest Dinesh D'Souza. And I hope, Dinesh, that you put this into the fifth documentary that you did, because I think that'll even have a greater impact, my friend.
We are doing it. It's going to be called Trump Card, so look for it later this summer.
And we look forward to having you back, okay?
Look forward to it.
Thank you, Dinesh. Our special guest has been Dinesh D'Souza. The name of the book is The United States of Socialism, Who's Behind It, Why It's Evil, How to Stop It. And quite a guy, there's no doubt about it.
Hey, Ron. Hey, thanks very much. Enjoyed it.
And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the United States and around the world. It is so good to have our next guest with us. He used to be with us a lot, but I think I said something that ticked him off because I haven't talked to him in a while. Joining us right now is comedian, Grammy nominee, recording artist, star of a television show, in the big screen, none other than Bill Engvall. Hi, Bill. How you doing, my friend?
Hello, Ron. And no, you had never said anything that offended me at all.
Oh, well, that's good because I never know what I say to people. You know,
you're like that. You're like that. Jim, you don't want to overuse it.
That's exactly right. People ask me all the time, what is the favorite person that you had on the air, okay? And I'm a singer, so I kind of have a relationship with singers, but actors are boring, you know, they're just playing a role on television.
Right.
I love comedians. Guys like you, I could talk to all day long.
One of the things I love to do, is, obviously, and you know me over the years, is yap. And I have never understood when celebrities give these yes-no answers.
Oh.
It's like, I want to say, let me just cue you in here for a second. We're talking about something that you're passionate about. That's your key to go jump off and tell me all about it and not go, so you're doing a movie. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Most of the times that I run into those problems, it's with an actor or an actress because they're not reading a script. The old Carson routine, if you don't buy the premise, you can't buy the bit. So I kind of build up a question that's like 27 seconds long, and the guy goes, nah. Nah, not at all.
Yeah,
nah.
I don't get it. You know, that's, and you know, my biggest problem is shutting me up because I just, you know, I'm trying to branch into acting. I'm doing some more dramatic roles and stuff like that. So when they called me and they said, we want you to host this game show, my first thought was, oh, really? Is it over already? Because that was kind of the stigma of a game show host, was, you know. It was kind of where old actors went to die.
Right. You do wear a plaid jacket and a big tie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Am I going to be the, you know, Bob's pants were so big, yeah. You know, it's like... But I got to tell you, you look at what's going on with like Foxworthy and Drew Carey,
yeah,
and Wayne Brady, and these, you know, it's a natural progression to, you know, instead of taking a host and trying to make him funny, why not take somebody who's already funny and make them the host? And I love what they did with Lingo. GSN has done such a great job with this. There's a huge contingent of game show people that, like, on the internet and stuff. Dude, you would be wet in your pants if I could. You should pull up the Lingo blog board and read some of the comments. People, it makes me laugh. Like, one guy goes, well, this Bill Engvall guy is just temporary. Chuck will be back.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's what they're saying?
And then I get good ones, too. Like, you know, one guy, there was a guy who was in the audience. He said, hey, I went to one of the tapings. Engvall was great. It's going to be a good show, you know, but they changed some of the rules, which I was not happy about. You know, it's like, oh, my God, it's a game, you know.
But it's more than a game. It is a cult following. It's
totally.
It's like the Grateful Dead on a quiz show.
Exactly. And so, you know, what's been fun, though, and GSN did a great job with this, was the only thing we're changing about the show is we're making it a little funnier, and there's a lot more contestant interaction with the host, which I love.
Well, it's perfect.
That's just fodder for me, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, I don't want people to think I sugarcoat this, because trust me, if somebody, like the other day, we were shooting one, and a lady said some word, and I go, you know, I went to public schools, but I know that's not a five-letter word. So, you know, I can, if people screw up, I bust them on it, you know, in a fun way. But that's what makes it so much fun for me.
Well, I think that's what you hit on, is that it's fodder for you because you're working with people, and that's what, you know, your whole deal is the TV show you had. You know, the fact that you are able to relate to the real problems of married life. I mean, I love that. I love it.
Well, and that's what we try to do, you know, as much as we can with lingo is, you know, we had a show that it was called Cougars versus Studs. And, these two ladies that were the Cougars, oh my God, if I'd have been in a bar, I'd have been scared because they were coming on to me.
Really?
And, you know, I don't even care if we win. We just got to hug you. I'm like, oh, geez, I got to go shower or something.
Oh, wow. There's got to be something in the Bible against that. I mean, holy.
I hope not, because it was a hell of a lot of fun.
Now, you know, when you guys get together, you, Jeff, Larry the Cable Guy, you know, last time I saw Larry, he was filming something here at Universal, and he was in a, I don't know what the heck it was, an angel outfit or a butterfly?
It was Tooth Fairy 2.
Oh, my goodness gracious. He was.
Which ought to scare the hell out of every kid out there to think of Larry the Cable Guy as a Tooth Fairy.
It scared me, and all I did was get in my car. Holy man, brutal. But with the success of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader with Jeff, this lingo is the same people, right?
Yeah, same people as Zoo Productions who did this. You know, I got to tell you, it's, God, if I could get this to go as long as that did, I'll be a happy camper, brother.
Well, you got 40 episodes in the can, correct?
Right. And so hopefully it's going to do well, and they'll pick up some more, because I sure had a great time doing it. And I think people are going to really like this, because it's got great game playability. In other words, you can sit and play it at home. And I think people are going to like it just because it's a lot more fun.
Well, you're a warm guy on these things.
I try to be.
No, you are. Take this as a compliment. You're a regular guy when you do this. I mean, some of the game shows, remember some of the game shows from the 60s and 70s, the announcers say, and now here's Gene Rayburn, and the guy, you know, he had a microphone that was 40 feet long, and he wasn't a real guy. You're a real guy.
Yeah, I hope I don't ever lose that. I think if I do, then it's time to get out.
Yeah.
I always want to be able to make people laugh and do it in a fun way that's not mean or hurtful. I thank God every day because it was a gift that was given to me, and I don't know that I could have found it on my own.
Now, it's on the Game Show Network. It's what they call a strip show, ladies and gentlemen, but don't think anything vulgar. That means it runs Monday through Friday.
Trust me, you don't want me stripping.
No, because that's a visual. You know, Meatloaf told me one time, this is a funny story, I got to tell you. He was hosting something, I don't know, Rock and Roll Jeopardy, and here was a guy that really didn't have any experience on television doing anything. And, of course, he was wearing what we call in the business an IFB, which is a hearing aid, so that
right.
You get direct. Yeah, I'm sure you wear one.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things when you're, you know, what's funny is when we're shooting the show, I've got to know the rules of the game.
Sure.
Well, because I'm, you know, because they don't go, hey, let's go to the producer.
Right.
The thing is funny is they have to tell me stuff like someone will go, oh, I go, that's not a word. And they go, yes, it is a word. And I go, oh, I'm sorry, yes, it is a word, you know, or vice versa.
Right,
usually.
Right.
I got him in my ear trying to tell me jokes to put in. And I'm like, and at some point, there's actually been times you will never see it on the air. Okay, everybody's got to shut up in my head.
Well, you know, that's what happened to him. He was doing something on the show, and of course, he wasn't used to it. And they gave him some instructions, and right in the middle of emceeing the next team, he says, what?
Yeah. Which, well, I always tell people, I go, look, if I'm not ignoring you, I'm just listening to the eight people in my head.
That's so funny.
And you add those to the other 100 that are already in there.
And you've got the Mormon Tabernacle Choir is what you have. Well, you know, Bill, we got to do this more often. You're a great guest.
Love talking to you. You're just one of the you're one of the good guys in the business, and you're one of the best.
Well, I appreciate it so much, and we're going to be watching now Lingo on GSN, the Game Show Network. You coming down to Orlando soon, Bill?
I hope so, yeah. I'd like to get down there again. I'll be down there, I think, in Kissimmee in October for the PGA event.
Well, if you are, let us know so you can be our guest over here, okay?
I'd love that.
Okay, Bill, good luck with the show. As always, it's great talk with you. You're one of the best.
Thanks, Ronnie. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, Bill. Okay. Bill Engvall has been our guest. I really enjoy talking to him. He is so one of the funny comedians that you'll ever find. And the way things are going these days in the news, we need some good laughs, huh? And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr says President Trump has fired Jeffrey Berman, the top federal prosecutor in Manhattan, whose office is investigating the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani. He also oversaw the indictment of Giuliani's associates, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, and prosecuted Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen. Berman had publicly refused to step down. President Trump is distancing himself from the decision to fire him.
That's his department, not my department.
The president spoke just minutes after Barr released a statement saying the president ordered him fired immediately, but the president didn't confirm it.
That's really up to him. I'm not involved.
Barr says Berman has chosen public spectacle over public service. Berman has indicated he plans to fight to keep his job, and he may head to Capitol Hill next week to testify before Congress about it. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Last year was the first time that we had our next guest with us, and then I started watching him on television. He was on Huckabee not too long ago, and then his YouTube. This guy is hilarious, and I'm his biggest fan, and he's gotten millions of them. Joining us right now is Jeff Allen. Hi, Jeff. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for dropping the charges and letting me come back to your fine show, man.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think they were fair anyway, and, you know, there's a statute of limitations. So I screw up Absolutely. Your career, you know what I'm saying? After I talked to you the last time, I think it was last year, I started watching you on the videos that are all over. And my wife says, you saw that bit before. I said, I know. You do a lot of stuff with marriage, a lot of stuff with the teenagers. I love the fact that your son comes to you and says, hey, I want to buy a truck. And how much you got? You got about a buck and a half. I mean, this is funny stuff, Jeff. Really, you're terrific.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
This didn't always go this well, did it not? I mean, you started off back in the 70s with some blue humor. And when you found out that it really doesn't pay as well as you wanted it to pay, and you kind of got off the beaten path there for a while, did you not?
Well, I had to find my way, you know. And, I started out like a lot of entertainers, you know. You just want to be somebody else, you know. And I listened to George Carlin and Richard Pryor and Cosby, and kind of modeled myself. I wanted to be Richard Pryor back in 1978.
But you're white.
I know. Well, that's why it was easy, because nobody knew I was doing Richard Pryor. You know, one, I'm a bad impersonator, so, but that's what I wanted to be, and I used the language, and I tried to do, I'm a white suburban kid, and I was trying to do urban references and things, so anyway, it took me a while to find my way. You know, so Shakespeare said to thine own self be true. Probably my late 30s, I realized that, you know, you can only talk about what you know, and I was steeped into my marriage and my kids, and that's kind of what my life was. So I just started kind of talking about them, and then I realized I was too dirty to be clean and too clean to be dirty.
Right.
So I had to go one way or the other. So I decided to see if I could clean the entire thing up, and I paid my kid 25 cents for every foul word he heard come out of my mouth, and it was breaking me. So you know, you start handing your kid over, you know, 20 quarters a week or whatever it was, and then you get called into school because your kid uses the language.
Right.
And you know, I remember telling the teacher, I'd love to look you in the eye with all seriousness and tell you I have no idea where that child heard that kind of language, but that's the way we talked at home. We were trying to change. So we changed a lot of things, and then we came to our faith along the way, and it just seemed to line up and fit. And I'm having the time of my life at 62 years old. I'm just really, really, after 40 years in this business, I know who I am, I know what I'm doing, and I've got some skills. I'm just having a blast meeting people. The show we're doing now, The America I Grew Up In, we're getting three generations of people out to see it, the grandparents, the parents, and the kids, and they're all enjoying it. You know, I don't know about you, Ron, but when I was a kid, we didn't have comedy shows to go to as a family. We ended up going to the Ice Capades because everybody hated it equally. You know, we'd be complaining on the way to the car, why do we got to go to ice skating? Shut up. Your mother wants to meet the America's sweetheart, Dorothy Hamill. Who doesn't like Dorothy Hamill? Shut up. Get in the car. You know, 3 hours of watching ice skate, freezing. In a comedy show, you can come out, there's heat, and then in the summer, there's air conditioning and great food, and then you laugh a lot.
Well, you know,
pretty cool.
You talk about finding yourself and finding the religion and so on and so forth. I mean, it's no secret that drugs and alcohol played a role in your early life. But, boy, I got to tell you something. The experiences that you talk about, and you talk about the wide demographic of range when it comes to the different ages, it's everything that is relatable, unless, of course, you're maybe 30 and under, okay? But everything is relatable. I mean, you talk about the helmet that the kids wear today to ride a bike. Now, that's an important thing, but, you know, if you did it when we were young, you're right. Kids would throw stones and call us a dork.
Well, I was talking talking to my wife the other day. I said, were you forced to sit in the seatbelt? She goes, no, I walked the back seat of my mom's car. And we would literally walk around in the back seat while my parents drove. And now I'm going to get a hernia hauling my 57-pound granddaughter in and out of the car seat. And it's funny because the government just came out with a stat that they recommend any 4'9" or under.
Yeah.
Should be in a booster seat. And I said to my wife, I go, the entire U.S. Olympic women's gymnastic team will have to be in booster seats on the way to the gym.
There's not a horse jockey in the world that wouldn't be able to
have it. There's another one. There's another profession. Horse jockeys have to be riding in a booster seat, driving their BMWs on the way to the track.
Here's a guy that just won the Kentucky Derby, and he's got to be strapped into a kiddie
exactly.
seat.
Exactly. Hey, get in your car seat, Willie. Willie Shoemaker.
My son tells me, he says, do you want to take the kids out to the zoo? I said, no. I said, why? I said, because I don't have time to hook up all the apparatus for crime.
That's
sake.
It.
You got to be.
That's it.
And the other part was when you got pulled over by the police because your granddaughter was in the sun in the back street.
In the sunshine. I know.
Yeah. Is that,
yeah. And I said, you know, I sunscreen. We had dirt. That was our sunscreen. Dirt. Sweat and dirt. You know?
I love it. Now, this tour that you're going, you're taking the America I Grew Up In tour all over the place. It started on the 5th of this month. It's going to go through to 2020, and there's a lot of cities. I'd like to run down all of these. Is it jeffallen.com, the website, so people can check it out?
jeffallencomedy.com. jeffallencomedy.com.
And all these dates you got coming up here, will you be in Orlando? We originate this national show in Orlando, and I got to tell you, I got to be at one of your shows here real soon.
And I know on, I believe, West Palm.
Okay.
I know that. There's a club there in West Palm. And, you know, my manager never tells me what they're working on because I get disappointed. He made the mistake of calling me a couple weeks ago and telling me about this really nice gig that was a potential, and then it didn't come through, and I got all disappointed. He goes, you know what, I'm done telling you.
Yeah.
When it's signed and sealed and put up, then I'll get excited about it. But I'd love to go to Orlando just because my wife has been dying to take our granddaughters to Disney World.
So it'd be great
to combine business with a trip like that.
Oh yeah, and if you do, you got to come into the studio. You've done a lot of things: the Comedy Central's Premium Blend, Stand Up Spotlight on VH1, Apostles of Comedy, a great acclaimed film, Happy Wife, Happy Life, that 1 hour comedy special did, and I mean it. You know, Huckabee, of course, is a cool guy. He really is. And they had one of the camera shots on you, and it was focusing in him on the background. And he was dying. I mean, you know, it's just funny stuff, Jeff. I don't know how to say. You know, there's a lot of comedians that go out there. This Sebastian fella is real hot right now. And he's got a lot of ethnic humor. But the stuff that you do and the facial expressions and the timing and the quick draw. It's a great show. I mean, you're doing a hell of a job, my friend.
Thank you. Yeah, we're getting good reviews, and the people that are coming are really digging it. And it's 99.9% politics free. I think if you want politics, you can get it. It's so ubiquitous, you can watch it 24/7. And I just thought this would be a nice respite where families could come and not have to worry about language or just politics and people getting upset over all of that, you know.
Jeff, if you come to Orlando, you have our contact information. You got to let me
know. Absolutely.
Okay. Even if it's just to come here and vacation, I'd love to break bread with you. You're a funny guy, and
I
got to tell you something. I hope that you do this for a long, long time because you put a lot of smiles on millions of people's faces. I'm one of them. I mean, I'm obsessed. There's two things. I tell you what I do. I go on YouTube and I watch the old Dean Martin clips with Foster Brooks and Jeff Allen.
I love Foster. You know what? My aunt saw Foster Brooks back in Kentucky before he was famous, and they introduced him as a Kentucky state legislator.
Oh, I saw that.
And he went up and did that drunk thing.
Yeah.
And she said it took about 5 to 10 minutes before people started whispering, I think he's drunk. I think he's drunk.
Yeah, you know, he's done that.
He was so subtle, and not over the top. She said it was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. And within a half hour, he had them just falling out of their chairs, and they realized that it was a joke. 25 minutes to figure out it was a joke.
He's a heck of a singer, too. He had a great voice. He was a great singer.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He sang on the Tonight Show. He's a great voice. Well, again, it's JeffAllenComedy.com.
Check That's right.
All the cities he's going to be at and what he's doing. And, Jeff, don't be a stranger around here. I really enjoy when you're on the show with us. And you're a funny man. You know your art, and you know it well.
Thanks, Ron. We can't do it without you.
Well,
so I appreciate the plugs and the kind words.
Thank
it really
you.
Means something.
Thank you, my friend. Keep him laughing. Jeff Allen, I'm telling you, this gentleman is hilarious. You got to see him in concert. And go on YouTube. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Ron. I had a blast.
No, thank you, Jeff. Great stuff. Hey, we're going to pause for a second. We're going to return. There's more live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796. Live to Ron Segi today, all across the USA and around the world. Very interesting subject we're going to be chatting about next on the show, and one that I've had a lot of concerns with this ever since I was a teenager, all right? And I'm sure that there are a lot of people that do, because this particular problem affects up to 50 million Americans each and every year. June is Acne Awareness Month, and we're going to be talking to someone who's going to give us a little insight as to what we can do to prevent this and what are some of the causes that we're experience in today's society. Joining us right now is dermatologist Dr. Rachel Nazarian. Hello, doctor. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing well. Happy to be on the show.
This is a problem that, of course, a lot of people have had, especially in the teen years. But you're talking about how stress, how the environment, and how emotional and physical attributes can actually cause your skin to have a spark in acne, especially now during what we're going through. But it's a cause that is called what?
So we call it maskne. This is a type of acne that we call in dermatology really acne mechanica. But it's a type of acne that can get worse with pressure, with friction, with rubbing. And then generally acne can get worse with increased temperature and humidity and bacteria, all three of which are trapped underneath our masks, which have become part of our new normal.
Mm-hmm. And they say that like excessive heat or friction or rubbing really is not the best thing for this. I mean, it kind of promotes the acne from getting worse.
That's right. It's pretty inflammatory, the skin, and it can trigger acne just combined with all those other factors that we mentioned. But then, of course, the underlying thing these days is also stress. You know, the main stress hormone, which is called cortisol, is released in times of stressful situations. And cortisol sends signals to the skin to rev up oil production, which is a reason why people may find that when they're really stressed, their acne gets worse.
Why is it, though, that, like in the teen years, it really becomes something that is not only hard to control, but it's a social problem, too? A lot of people, it never goes away. But there are so many times between the ages of like 12 and like 21 where it is just epidemic.
Yes, it is. And I think hormones have a lot to do with this. So you'll find that during puberty, as hormonal levels change and fluctuate and increase, especially testosterone, that can also send signals to the skin to rev up oil production. You know, teenagers, kids that are in their late teens and 20s, also really need to be taught a good skincare regimen. You can combat a lot of this with a good regimen. And that doesn't mean once in a while, when you get an acne, or an acne pimple, you start treating it. This is about prevention. I mean, you wouldn't wait until you got a cavity to start brushing your teeth, and it should be no different when you're treating acne. So we recommend that people start on a regimen that includes a cleanser, a good moisturizer, and a evidence-backed, medicine-based acne-fighting ingredient.
Is there any truth to the rumor that chocolate does this? I can remember many times they say, well, you're eating too much chocolate. Now, I don't know if that was an excuse my parents made to stop me from eating chocolate, but it seemed to have a correlation.
Well, it's not the chocolate itself, actually, but it turns out that high glycemic index foods can trigger acne. So that would mean anything that really spikes your blood sugar. So you're less likely to have that problem if you're eating dark chocolate than you are milk chocolate that has a lot of added sugars, or especially white chocolate, right? But the connection between diet and acne is not perfectly clear. We know there is a connection, for example, with some dairy products, perhaps because dairy products contain their own natural growth hormones, and that can signal to the skin to create acne and rev up oil production. But honestly, the good news is that if you're using the right ingredients, regardless of the cause, you can combat this. I mean, I think the biggest problem is people have a hard time trusting the right ingredient or knowing what products to find, which is why I usually always end up, you know, recommending like Proactive, because they have several different system solutions, and at least you're getting ingredients that are science-backed. But, you know, you're right. I mean, diet has a little bit to do with it, but it's very hard to control your diet, especially these days.
Now, when you talk about Proactive, is that something that prevents it or it cures it after it has stricken? I mean, does it give you a preventive scenario?
Yes, it does. I mean, this type of product is going to be very predictable. If you are consistent with using it, you usually see improvement within 4 to 6 weeks. And then at that point, you can't just stop. I mean, if you stop going to the gym, you no longer have a gym body. Mm-hmm. And it's the same for your skin. Once you have that clear skin that you worked so hard for and you were so diligent about getting, you have to keep that same regimen going to maintain those results? And I think that's where sometimes people, you know, sort of fall off. They think now that they have their clear skin, they can stop and their body has stopped making acne. That's not the way this goes. You know, proactive and these acne medications are going to protect your skin from what your body is trying to do to it. It's not going to really cure it. So if you stop using any of these medications, you will slowly resort back to having acne again.
Does poor acne get into other things, such as mental health or social distractions? Especially, again, going back to the teenage years, you know, when you have a bad case of acne that you don't even want to be seen by your friends. I mean, for some reason, every time I took a high school picture, I had something on the tip of my nose or something. You know, the timing was always very bad. Is there a correlation between healthy skin and mental health?
Absolutely. There's a very tight connection between the two. We know that when people suffer with skin conditions, they have higher rates of anxiety, depression, and decreased quality of life. But you're right, there's like a social stigma to it, too. I mean, kids don't want to go to school when they have bad acne. But I have to tell you, I see it in adults as well, with my own patient population. I have adults that will call out of work because they're having a bad skin day, because they don't want to be judged. And the problem is that people still think of acne as a dirty skin disease, which it is not. This is not something that reflects on your own hygiene. Very much of the time, it's just really truly a response to hormonal fluctuations and stress. And, you know, it's understandable you feel like that as a teenager or an adolescent, but it certainly falls with you for the rest of your life as well.
You're right, because people would say, and I can remember as a kid saying, well, why don't you wash your face more often, you know, and you were doing that every day. During this month, are there some things that we can do for maintenance of skin and go for more information on this? Because this is a problem that has been around for years, and I can't see it leaving soon.
No, you're absolutely right. Acne is something that's always going to be with us. It's almost a rite of passage, but that does not mean that we shouldn't be taking it seriously and taking all steps to treat it, because you'll find that because of its connection with mental health, this is a good time to show ourselves a little bit of self-care in the form of skincare. By taking care of our skin, we're taking care of our overall health, and I think it's going to improve quality of life and mental health in general. And if you have questions, you can always reach out to your board-certified dermatologist. Many people are taking telemed or video visits, but in addition, there are great resources online. You can look to proactive.com, which has a wonderful collection of information about acne and skin health, and the American Academy of Dermatology website, which is aad.org.
Doctor, thank you so much. You have shed a lot of light on a subject that a lot of time is in the dark, and I appreciate you doing that, okay? Renowned dermatologist Dr. Rachel Nazarene has been our guest, and very, very good information. Doctor, would you come back and join us again?
Anytime. Thanks so much.
And stay safe, okay, during these crazy times, Doctor.
Thank you. You as well.
Okay. Well, I tell you, a lot of information there. In June is Acne Awareness Month, a problem that affects, as we said earlier, up to 50 million Americans each year. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgy today on this Father's Day weekend. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show. And our guests include Jerry Springer, publicist for The Tonight Show, and Johnny Carson, Charlie Barrett, author and film producer Denise D'Souza. I also want to thank comedian Bill Engvall, comedian Jeff Allen, and Dr. Rachel Nazarian. Well, we'll be looking for your company to come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And to all the dads listening out there, happy Father's Day. And until next weekend, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.